is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. With early voting already underway, the presidential candidates are crisscrossing battleground states as the race remains essentially tied. CBS News correspondent Nicole Killian.
Former President Trump is wrapping up his West Coast swing here in Arizona to announce a new proposal to expand the Border Patrol with the goal of hiring an additional 10,000 agents. Vice President Kamala Harris spent most of her day in North Carolina trying to mobilize African-American voters. And this week, she turns her attention to critical blue wall states in the Midwest.
A federal investigation is underway after yesterday's arrest of a 49-year-old Nevada man near Trump's campaign rally in Coachella, California. CBS's Anna Schechter reports weapons in his vehicle were discovered at a security checkpoint.
A loaded shotgun, a loaded handgun, and ammunition. And the deputy then arrested him without incident on two misdemeanor gun charges.
While the Riverside County Sheriff said he believes an assassination attempt was thwarted, the U.S. Attorney's Office issued a statement saying Trump was not in any danger, and a federal official told CBS News there was no indication of an assassination attempt. The United States is sending a new air defense system to Israel to help bolster its protection against missiles. U.S. troops will operate it. President Biden said the mission is clear.
Defend Israel.
CBS News national security correspondent Jeff McCausland.
How quickly that particular unit will arrive, how quickly it will be able to be deployed, though I think that would be pretty fast once it got on the ground, remains to be seen.
This as a Hezbollah drone attack on an army base in central Israel killed four soldiers and severely wounded seven others today. President Biden is pressing Congress for swift action to make sure the Small Business Administration and FEMA have the money they need to get through the hurricane season. In Florida today, Biden announced $600 million in federal aid. As CBS News correspondent Tom Hansen notes, the funding channel is complicated.
It's almost impossible to distinguish, though, exactly what damage was from Helene and what damage was from Milton. And that's one of the interesting things that came out of this press conference, because when it comes to FEMA relief and fund allocations, usually they designate that money per storm. But with this one, because it's nearly impossible to tell which damage came from which storm, they are merging those funds together.
The New York Liberty beat the Minnesota Lynx 80-66 in Game 2 of the WNBA Finals. The win evens the series 1-1 as it shifts to Minnesota for Game 3 Wednesday night of the best-of-five series. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time to review the top three highlights of the day. I'm joined, as always, by my co-anchor, Snoop.
Hey, what up, though?
Snoop, number one has to be getting the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence at T-Mobile.
Yeah, you should hustle down to T-Mobile like a dog chasing a squirrel chasing a nut.
Nice analogy, Snoop. Dogs do love to chase squirrels.
And squirrels love to chase those nuts.
On to highlight number two, at T-Mobile, families can save 20% every month versus the other big guys.
That is very impressive. You know, y'all can take some of those savings and buy some Snoop merchandise.
That's exactly what I'm planning on doing with my savings, Snoop. Now, take it away, Snoop.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on them. Now drop that jingle.
The 24-month debit credit is eligible traded on Go5G Next. Well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credits. Stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence coming fall 2024.
Finding an assisted living facility isn't easy, even when you have a lot of time to choose. Now, imagine what it's like when you only have a month to do so. Here's CBS's Christopher Cruz.
91-year-old Don Zabolski and his wife Marianne lived for 2 years at an assisted living home in Millard, Nebraska. At the end of August, they were told they had to be out by the end of September because the facility was closing.
They could have given us to the end of the year, and that would have made it easier.
Greg Zabolski spent days searching for a new place for his parents.
They've been married for 67 years and above everything else, want to stay together. We want them to stay together. That's very important to everybody.
It's a challenge many children will be faced with as the so-called silver tsunami of baby boomers makes unprecedented demands on the country's elder care system. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
And I'm Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms and continued breezy, lows in the mid-40s. Winds gusting out of the west up to 35 miles per hour. For Monday, showers, maybe even a rumble of thunder. We'll see a high near 55 degrees. More sunshine by the afternoon. It's 48 at our studios.
To Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
Baby loves me, yes, yes, she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Said she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, cherry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
cherry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Catch up on them. You know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing.
Some air to this room. I think I'm that you're smoking, I'll scare you half to death. Open up the window, sucker, let me catch my breath.
Papa told me not to come. Papa told me not to come. That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun,
Jesus! Oh,
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment, too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I am coming at you with the recommendation that if you have recently lost your job, I am so sorry, and you should apply for unemployment. Look, we all pay taxes for a rainy day, and being unemployed is that day. It doesn't matter if your employer is letting you go because they're downsizing or because they don't like your work. You can submit a claim to your state unemployment office. Now, the only reasons you can't get unemployment is if you quit your job or if you've been fired for like certain kinds of serious misconduct. Now, you could apply the very first day that you are out of work. If you wait, you're not going to get back payments. And after you apply, sometimes your employer will say you're not eligible because they have to pay. In that case, you just appeal the decision. People do this all the time. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Good thing he's found.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you. gents of Barham Queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to pee me right across her shoulder.
If that's the way it must be, okay.
I guess I'll go on home, it's late. There'll be tomorrow night, but wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me. Oh, pretty woman.
WRJN.
The preacher talked with me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come on, walk one more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alone. But you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the fool. I just gotta get a message to you.
WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
On the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are alive. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know. Hey, I'll leave the young thing alone. But ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with her charms, tell her no, 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 no. The charms.
Tell her no,
oh,
no,
oh,
no, no, no,
don't love in love
no,
from
no,
your arms.
No.
All right now.
get me taken out. I took her home.